Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope. Our weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome to each of you, and thank you for listening in again this week as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy for all people. Today's narration is on a psalm of lament by David, Psalm 36. Transgression speaks to the wicked deep in his heart. There is no fear of God before his eyes. For he flatters himself in his own eyes that his iniquity cannot be found out and hated. The words of his mouth are trouble and deceit. He has ceased to act wisely and do good. He plots trouble while on his bed. He sets himself in a way that is not good. He does not reject evil. Your steadfast love, O Lord, extends to the heavens, your faithfulness to the clouds. Your righteousness is like the mountains of God. Your judgments are like the great deep. Man and beast you save, O Lord. How precious is your steadfast love, O God. The children of mankind take refuge in the shadow of your wings. They feast on the abundance of your house, and you give them drink from the river of your delights. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light do we see light. O, continue your steadfast love to those who know you, and your righteousness to the upright of heart. Let not the foot of arrogance come upon me, nor the hand of the wicked drive me away. There the evildoers lie fallen. They are thrust down, unable to rise. The first four verses of this psalm lament the distasteful words and actions of the wicked who are obviously present in the life of David. And not just present, but seemingly prolific and influential besides. People who arrogantly shun God to live by their own selfish rules and attitudes. Foolish people who shove God and His commandments way, way out of their lives, continuing in their foolish ways, and convince themselves that God can't see their rebelliousness, their deceitful undertakings, their sin. It reminds me of a line in some movie that said, "You can run, but you can't hide." But running from God is what the wicked do best, and run they still do today. I doubt I need to give too many examples of evil people, because all of us see them, or listen to them, read about them, etc., up close and personal on a daily basis. The psalmist's lament of the wicked, that is, the unbelievers in the psalm today, is serious and deeply felt, as it should be for us as well. In our adult Bible class after church on Sunday, our pastor had a great lesson prepared on lawlessness, teaching us that in today's world, it helps no one when we try to sugarcoat sin. He made the point that God's word is very clear, and it is clear on the topic of sin also, using these passages. From 1 John chapter 3, verse 4, "Everyone who makes a practice of sinning also practices lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness." And in verses 7 and 8, "Little children, let no one deceive you. Whoever practices righteousness is righteous as he is righteous. Whoever makes a practice of sinning is of the devil, for the devil has been sinning from the beginning." And then from Colossians chapter 3, verse 25, "For the wrongdoer will be paid back for the wrong he has done, and there is no partiality." Using the words lawlessness and wrongdoer may help our unbelieving friends to better understand sin and its consequences. Rejecting or going against the commands of God is to be lawless and to be a wrongdoer. Breaking God's law would lead us to hell if not for Jesus' death and resurrection. Sadly, the world today doesn't want to hear about the wicked. They don't want to hear about the many ways in which God's word is mocked, abused, and neglected. They really don't want to hear about their own sin, their own guilt, or their shame. But the problem with staying silent on such things is that they also then will not hear the sweet, sweet comfort of God's steadfast love and forgiveness through Jesus. As Christians, we understand that the law of God condemns us all. Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sinned, as Paul wrote in Romans 5:12, That one man was Adam in the Garden of Eden, whose sin was passed down to all people. As Paul again writes in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, "For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified by His grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus." But you know what? This is why I'm glad I'm a Lutheran. We have faithful pastors who understand the law and the gospel, pastors who are not afraid to confront us with our sin, nor are they delinquent in preaching joyfully the beautiful sweetness of the gospel, the good news that God loves us, His very own creation, so much that He graciously and mercifully forgives us all our sins. God's steadfast love is most certainly precious to us, and He gladly takes us under His wings and into His arms when we are tired of the assaults of the wicked. God's steadfast love is so vast and so deep, it extends into the heavens, and His faithfulness to the clouds. God provides abundantly food and drink for our earthly survival, and even better, God the Father is the one true and only fountain of life, who gives us everlasting life through the refreshing water of His Word. As Jesus said to the Samaritan woman at the well, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The book of John, chapter 4, verses 13 and 14. We pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank and praise You for Your steadfast love and faithfulness You bestow on us every day. And even in our times of distress and sorrow, help us to trust that You are with us. Though we are undeserving, forgive us for all of our sins for the sake of Your Son, Jesus Christ, and help us to share this great news of comfort with others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.